AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Inflation eased in May for a second straight month, a hopeful sign that consumer prices are evening out. Even with that news, however, this morning, the Federal Reserve is not expected to lower interest rates. When its June meeting wraps up later today, the Fed is expected to keep rates where they are right now. In Doha, Qatar, for ceasefire talks, Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues trying to work on that proposed U.S.-backed ceasefire deal with Israel.
Hamas has proposed numerous changes to the proposal that was on the table. We discussed those changes last night with Egyptian colleagues and today with the Prime Minister. Some of the changes are workable. Some are not.
The current deal also has the backing of the UN Security Council. Eight migrants who crossed into the U.S. illegally last year are now detained and are suspected of having ties with ISIS. They were vetted when they first entered, but concerns arose as U.S. officials did further investigation. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin will require farmers to test lactating dairy cows for influenza A before taking them to fairs or other exhibitions starting on the 19th. It's part of the government's attempt to contain the bird flu that's been spreading in dairy herds in other states, including Iowa, Minnesota, and Michigan. Wisconsin kids are doing well overall, but black and brown kids, not as much. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count data book. The Casey Foundation's Leslie Bossier says it's been the same story over the data book's 35 years.
We've never seen a significant percentage of children who were either proficient in fourth grade reading or basic math.
Wisconsin advocates want more public school funding and more black teachers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A house that's been the focus of two drug busts in as many months has been closed by court order. Oshkosh police say the Winnebago County Circuit Court issued the order to close the residence because of its continued drug-related problems. It was deemed by the court to be a public nuisance. No one will be allowed to access, visit, occupy, or reside at the house at 1402 Walnut Street. When Eugene Jack Krasiski fought in the Battle of the Bulge in World War II, the weather was bitterly cold. However, the people were warm.
We were there overnight in the morning when we got up. The ladies brought us some vegetable soup. Now, man, that was the best soup I ever ate in my life. And those people didn't have anything, you know, because the Germans controlled them all these years. And yet they shared what they had with us.
Krasiski, who turned 100 years old in April, was a guest on the Mino and the Mayor show this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers lose to the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' six-game winning streak at home is over. They lost 3-0 to the Toronto Blue Jays. Before the game, third baseman and leadoff batter Joey Ortiz was scratched from the lineup, manager Pat Murphy after the game.
Ortiz has a slight hamstring strain, and we didn't want to take any chances. So we'll get evaluated tomorrow and go from there. Hopefully it's not long-term in any way.
22-year-old Carlos Rodriguez making his major league debut, the third rookie pitcher to do so this season for the Brewers, and talked about how Murphy surprised him with the news.
He was telling me, yeah, I think we're going to throw a bullpen on Saturday, and then after we're going to put you on the development list on Monday. And like he threw me off there, and then he's like, you're going to start against Toronto on Tuesday. Pretty cool. All the coaches were in there, so it was a good experience.
That's Brewers rookie pitcher Carlos Rodriguez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine with highs in the low to mid 80s. Showers and storms tonight and a low of 68. It will be breezy. Breezy for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high around 83. Friday, sunny, 78. Saturday, partly sunny, 78. That's weather on WGBW.
Currently, 66 degrees.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Johnny Lupinacci for day 8 of Joe Biden's top 100. We'll be talking about school vouchers and what they mean for your family.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It's time to get organized with Dr. Craig and Citizen Action. Working for democracy and taking on economic, racial, and environmental issues across Wisconsin and around the United States, here's Earl Ingram with Dr. Robert Craig.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with the one and only Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action at the helm. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
I feel okay. Road to work. But I got diagnosed last week with a detached retina. So I need to have surgery on Friday.
Wow. So, well, let me do this.
And then you have to look down for a week. Your rehab is you can do nothing and you're in this torture devices. They look like where you're staring down. So I bought myself a better tablet computer. So at least I can hopefully get some stuff done, but not be looking down directly.
Let's do this. And then we'll get into all that. There's 3 days left of our statewide Scunny summer. Test to win the giveaway. Download Civic Media app and text the word lake to enter win. To enter, win some great prizes. One person every hour will win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack. One every day will win a pair of Brewer tickets, and two grand prize winners will get their choice of a Wisconsin staycation. So let me do this over. There's 3 days left of our statewide Scunny summer, summer program awards. Text to win giveaway. Download the Civic Media app and text the word lake to enter to win some great prizes. One person every hour will win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack. One every day will win a pair of Brewer tickets, and two grand prize winners will get their choice of a Wisconsin staycation. Use the Civic Media app to text the word lake to enter. And so, Dr. Craig, I don't want to get beyond. So how did you wind up with a detached retina? I don't think you're a prize fighter.
They have no idea, and they didn't present the way it was supposed to. I had been blinking a fair amount and was having the eye looked at. I was a second appointment, and then they determined this last Thursday. So it no injury, was not hit, so don't know. But anyway, so I'll deal with it. But, a lot of folks run into unexpected medical issues. And, of course, Earl, we talk about the problem with it being affordable for folks and them having access. So. Now I'm going to get to see the medical system from the inside a bit here.
Well, this is bad timing for you. it's never a good time. And I guess to have to deal with those kinds of things, but we're right around the corner from all of these different things. One of the things I was going to ask you about is, how are things going with citizen action as we, are really close to the Republican convention, the Democratic convention, the election. I was at Pottawatomie on Saturday, this past Saturday, and a Democratic convention, state Democratic convention, and the people seem to be fired up, Dr. Craig.
Well, that's a good sign that at least the most engaged people are fired up, because they need to do a lot of the work to talk to everyone else, right?
Right.
Make phone calls, talk to people at the door, because face-to-face is more impactful. People are going to be marinated in social media ads and television ads, and Wisconsin will be the epicenter. I've been involved in a lot of national discussions about how we leverage progressive support for President Biden to alter his Gaza policy and his immigration policy, because he's been great on some issues like climate, antitrust, paid family medical leave, the child tax credit that cut child poverty and poverty in general by 45%, but challenges in those other areas from a progressive perspective. But one of our big focuses, and we're in the middle of our endorsement process, is we all of a sudden have different maps, Earl, and all of a sudden there's the possibility of the assembly, state assembly, changing hands. We've had one where it was like a Putin election or Viktor Orban-Hungary election where only one side could win. And so we're engaged in the endorsement process in those primaries. And there are a lot of contests, a surprising number between more moderate and more progressive Democratic candidates. Now, we will suss that out in our interview process, but we have at Citizen Action, a very Democratic process. We have interview committees in five regions of the state that are member run and led. They make recommendations to a board electoral committee, which then adds its own recommendations for a full board of the directors, which will make the decisions. And so that process is going on in earnest this week and next week to try to see if there's some candidates we would support in the primaries in August, Earl. So that's a huge difference, because it's not just a matter of which party holds power, but what the people who are elected actually are willing to do and how bold they're willing to be on funding higher education and K-12 education the way they ought to be in the state, dealing with the healthcare cost and access crisis, dealing with the climate crisis, whole lot of other issues where there's been no progress made with this gerrymandered legislature.
You know, Dr. Craig, so Democrats are thinking that it's a possibility, even as remote as it might be, that with the new maps, they could retake the assembly. This is unbelievable, right?
It was amazing the last seven cycles, two-year cycles, where there were almost no competitive races on the map because they'd made so many safe Republican and then very safe Democratic districts. It's just amazing how many races there are. And since we have membership concentrations in our chapter system, we call them organizing co-ops at Citizen Action, in five regions of the state, we have three, four races or more in Milwaukee in every region. And so it's amazing. It's like, oh my God, our old democracy is broken out in Wisconsin.
Well, you know, and everything that, you know, you and others have been talking about over the last 14 years or so with these jerry-rigged maps has come to pass. That the reason that they were able to have this control and power and do what they've been able to do was strictly because of those jerry-rigged maps. They pushed back against it. And now if you listen to conservatives, they are in a panic because they have to run against one another now. And they're knocking each other off. And, you know, where it was the amen corner before Dr. Craig, now it's, well, who can be more conservative? We're going to have to lose some of our the very people who we had in place because, you know, these maps are now being changed. And so the entire state outlook of the state is going to change, Dr. Craig, and soon.
Yeah, and that's the problem with incumbent elected officials thinking somehow they're owed the seat and not seeing what the purpose of representation is. It's a tremendous honor bestowed by average people to represent them, and you don't have any right to any district whatsoever. Right. The voters should have the fairest district possible to represent their interests. And you can move, and people, there, some of them are moving.
Right.
But, you know, Jesus said, you will know them by their fruits, which is very important. When we, and I say this to conservative listeners, when we progressives say that the current MAGA conservatives don't believe in democracy, you have to get that can sound just like an attack ad if you don't get more granular. If the Republicans who imposed these maps for the last 14 years that guaranteed only one party could win believed in democracy, they wouldn't think that was ethical and they wouldn't have done it. In other words, it's proof that they believe in minority rule as long as it's their minority that's ruling. And that is toxic to the fundamentals of this country. And you can be a conservative and you can believe in conservative public policy and not believe in that. That's why people like Lynn Cheney and Adam Kinzinger have been read out of their party. They're deeply conservative, particularly Liz Cheney.
Right.
Cheney's were, you know, we thought that was the farthest right you could get in the Bush era is the Cheney family. And, but she believes fundamentally that it still has to be by choice of voters in a fair democratic process. And so that's been a disease that this country has had when one of its major parties has adopted that point of view. And you see that difference with the convictions we've had the last 2 weeks, which we can get into if you want.
Well, we were certainly going to get into those, but yeah, go ahead.
The difference being the way Joe Biden handled the prosecution of his son and the way President Trump and all of his supporters and enablers have enabled his prosecution shows a profound difference on the rule of law and law applying to everyone, not just our enemies or people we disagree with or don't like or not us in some way or othered. So we can get into that more, but you're seeing that in democracy, not to say, just speaking to you because you're a statewide radio audience, that there aren't individual Democrats who will flaunt Democratic rules for power. And that needs to be called out and checked as well. But it has not been the systemic problem we have with a whole party deciding anything, including lying about drop boxes, lying about vote by mail, creating every barrier to voting we can for the purpose of winning elections, not because it's needed for election integrity. That is fundamentally undemocratic, unethical, and un-American. And we need to call it out in anyone of any ideology who tries to seize power and hold power in that fashion.
All right, 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And you hang on the phone lines. We'll come right to you. 844-967-2789 is the number.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means the one and only Dr. Robert Craig is holding court. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Dr. Craig. I think what you're going to start seeing now, and I hope the Democrats don't fall for it, because this is warfare, whether they want to believe it or not. But you're going to start hearing the Republicans talking more and more about bipartisanship. And I am a proud FDR Democrat on his policies, especially his domestic policies. And I think Democrats need to keep on bringing out the policies. I think sometimes, you know, the bumper sticker culture works better than actual thoughtful conversation, unfortunately, in this country. But like I said, as the Republicans start thinking that they're going to lose some seats and things like that, all of a sudden you're going to start hearing, you know, the word bipartisanship. And also, I'd just like to correct one thing. I know the media has basically put it into our brains. Donald Trump is not the president. I heard you say President Trump. And I'm really, really tired of the media and everyone saying President Trump, because he's not. He was an ex-president, or he was the previous occupant of the White House. But there are people out there that still believe that he is. So let's get that straight in terms of our communication out there, so we don't, you know, start developing that reality. That's not a reality. Thank you so much. I think my answer off the air.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
Democracy works best when people know how to assess their candidate, with each candidate for office, and if they're an incumbent, precisely what they've accomplished. We just have this problem. We have this disconnect that President Biden and domestically has done more, and also tried to do even more than that, than any American president since the 1960s. And the recovery from the COVID economy under Biden has been nothing short of miraculous. In fact, the World Bank came to the conclusion this week that the world economy was largely in good shape because the American economic performance was so spectacular. Also shows that actually trying to raise wages and improve employment, going that way rather than just enriching rich people and corporations, works better, which we've been saying a long time. But with inflation, which was partly an effect of COVID and the fragile supply chains that corporate America and the world corporations had created, and also as a matter of massive price gouging, because the reason the stock market's over 40,000 is because they've taken advantage of the situation to raise prices much more than they needed to. If they'd kept profit margins where they were, inflation wouldn't be what it was. But people don't really notice that you're employed because of President Biden and your wages went up because of President Biden. They just focus on the cost of eggs, right? Or the cost of milk. And that's a problem. And so we have a unique situation, I'm afraid, and this is to Tom's point, where the electorate may actually make a decision about based on the economy and economic performance, based on a misperception of what the performance of the incumbent president was, and a very bad misperception of the competence of the former president. Tom makes a good point. The former president, the immediately former president, he doesn't have any high economic competence whatsoever. In fact, he doesn't know what he's talking about economically. He's basically a reality star host.
All right, let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. First, Dr. Craig, I wish you all the best with the surgery, with your retina situation. I would advise you, though, not to be looking at a computer. You really should try to give your vision as much rest as possible. I had a friend of mine that had that done multiple years ago, and you know, it's a big surgery. There's no question, and I just want you to. You know, the last thing you want to do is to put too much stress on the eye after a surgery. So this word of caution. Number two, in reference with everything that's been going on, you know, we talk about, you know, with the jobs coming back and what have you. First of all, the jobs have come back, but it's due to the fact that we had this shutdown. If you look at the reality, though, inflation is still hot. Has it ticked down since since we hit 9% that 1 year? I think it was just a couple of years ago. Yes, but people are more than ever, and we can just look at the park and ride lots. We can look at people going to the grocery store. They're getting hit in the wallet. People are definitely, there are more people in poverty today than they were 4 years ago. I mean, that's just the reality of it. And unfortunately, I do see, and I don't think, you know, people realize this, but with our current debt situation, it's going to be really bad for a lot of people just because the interest on the debt now is outweighing almost everything else as far as the ticket item is concerned. It's going to squeeze out. And I know, Dr. Craig, you're a big advocate of tax increases and what have you. The problem is we are at full employment right now, basically, and we're still running huge deficits. And then to add additional taxes on top of that, it's going to be a huge squeeze on companies, mid-size, small-size, everything. It'll be disastrous. We can see what's happening where Tom in L.A. and California where they did raise the minimum wage to $20 an hour just for fast food workers. The amount of people that are being laid off is huge. And, you know, if a person doesn't have a job, how did we really help them to begin with? So I'm just throwing that out there.
Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, a lot to chew on.
Yeah, and we can pick up some of it after. Yes. Probably won't pick up all of it. And Dave makes a number of good reason points. I don't know that poverty is up. In fact, on that first point, income is up, relative income, including to inflation, and unemployment's at record lows. So we need to take that into account. Even if you want to make the argument that there are a lot of economic problems, which there are, I think that we need to do something about low wages for people who are quote unquote unskilled, and for what's been done to return to a much more equal economy of the post-war period. But I just say on taxes, we've had since the 1980s a massive shift in taxation where the wealthiest among us and big corporations have gotten themselves out from under most huge amounts of their fair share back. And so that's why the president's proposed billionaires tax is wildly popular. We need more revenue to do it. It doesn't mean raising tax on average people.
So, Dr. Craig, hold that thought. 844-967-2789. Hang on the phone lines. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is in the house on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air. local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former attorney for Donald Trump is removed from a state committee that advises Wisconsin judges. The state Supreme Court is suspending Jim Troupas temporarily from the Wisconsin Court System's Judicial Conduct Advisory Committee. Troupas and two others are charged with felonies in the 2020 Republican fake elector scheme. The economy is the number one issue for American voters. Susan Webb Yockey of the La Follette School of Public Affairs says young voters in particular are dismayed about the cost of housing.
I can't afford the American dream, right? And you're trying to sell that to young folks in America and sell your vision of tomorrow, and you can't afford the American dream.
And UW political scientist Barry Burden says young voters are less likely to be partisans. The two spoke at a WIS Politics luncheon yesterday. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The city of Green Bay will pay former councilmember Tony Thiessen $100,000 in a settlement over the city's use of microphone surveillance and audio recordings in the hallways of City Hall. WLUK Fox 11 reports the council discussed the lawsuit at the end of their meeting last night. Plaintiffs in the case, including State Senator Andre Jacques, argue there is an expectation of privacy in the hallways of City Hall. Options for Independent Living helps people with disabilities find technologies and resources they need to live in their homes.
People with disabilities can come in, they can check out different home modification designs. We have a bunch of different assistive technology pieces to help keep folks independent in the home that they can take with them, try it before they buy it.
Executive Director Josh Tice says they'll celebrate the 25th anniversary of their showcase model home with an open house Thursday from 4 till 7 p.m. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The Daytime Emmy Awards took place June 8th, and history was made when Dick Van Dyke won an Emmy for an appearance on Days of Our Lives. At 98 years old, the legendary performer is the oldest actor ever to be nominated or win a Daytime Emmy. Kelly Clarkson took home a Daytime Emmy Award for talk series for her show, The Kelly Clarkson Show. Her show received 8 nominations, the most in the category. America is bananas over Kelly Clarkson. Soap opera General Hospital was nominated 11 times and brought home 4 awards for daytime drama series. Best actress in a lead performance for a daytime drama series went to Michelle Stafford, who won her 3rd Outstanding Actress Award. She plays Phyllis Summers on The Young and the Restless. The Bold and the Beautiful's Thorsten Kay took home his 2nd consecutive daytime Emmy for Outstanding Actor as Ridge Forrester. Damn, I wish I had a cool soap name like that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine with highs in the low to mid-80s. Showers and storms tonight and a low of 68. It will be breezy. Breezy for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high around 83. Friday, sunny, 78. Saturday, partly sunny, 78. That's weather on WGBW.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Many people with unique homes reach out to Pella because our team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era.
I love that I have a home that's 100 years old. It's a historic district, and we didn't want to ruin the look by having modern windows in an older home. When I found out that Pella had an architecturally accurate product line, they simply guided us and helped us to make a great decision for our home.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 48 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Certain restrictions apply at 6/30/2024.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Cheese Curd King Nick joins us, along with Matt Gable from the Meyer Theater to give us a rundown of upcoming events.
Plus, we'll check in with one of my favorites, Pat Tracy. We'll share stories of our time in Oshkosh this week.
Is it
stronger than a locomotive. Yeah, that old saying is true. But I can't understand sometimes, baby, why I'm so weak for you. Listen, I can leap tall buildings in a single bound. When it comes to getting over you, baby, well, I can't get off the ground. But they call me the Superman lover, yeah. Say they call me the Superman lover, yeah. But something wrong.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action holding down the fort. And before we go to the phone lines, Dr. Craig, back to the phone lines, Dave had several things that he mentioned before we went to break. I think you covered one or two of them. You remember it?
Yeah, let me just say a little more about poverty, because I want to take Dave's reasoned arguments very seriously. Dave, I think there's no doubt, by the way, it is not fair to ascribe inflation to President Biden or his economic policies. The economic research is, it's very clear that he does not have policies that are driving inflation. We're coming out of a pandemic, and we have corporate monopolies and consolidation have given them more market power to price gouge and raise their profit rates. And in fact, he's the first administration since the 70s to try to actually be serious about any trust in breaking up this monopoly control. But let me just say that if you want to address poverty, the biggest thing you could do is to restore the child tax credit. Because that reduced poverty by 45%. It's the simplest way to reduce poverty. That is, use the tax code to raise people's income. Okay, and President Biden wanted to make it permanent, did it temporarily during the pandemic, and wants to do it if he's reelected. President Trump is against it. The other major way you could do it is how you structure the green economy. We need a rapid climate transition, Earl, or we're going to have runaway climate change. 2023 was the warmest year on recent record, and 2024 will be warmer. And that means a huge investment that both reduces greenhouse gas emissions, greatly improves energy conservation, electrifies, does things like rooftop solar. And we can train a whole new workforce with enough workers. And if we structure it right, we could create the new manufacturing jobs. The jobs, for example, that created prosperity throughout Wisconsin, both on the north side for Black folks and for white folks all over the state in places like Wausau and Northeast Wisconsin. And so those are the two things you can do the most. Biden wants to do much more. He just did as much as he was allowed to do by Congress with two very conservative Democrats holding things up. And it was still historic, the Inflation Reduction Act. And so if you want to address poverty and you want to address prosperity and growing the middle class rather than shrinking it, then President Biden's economic positions and his environmental positions are infinitely preferable. Trump's plan, which is in the Progress 2025 plan, calls for returning to a 1950s style fossil fuel economy and halting all the transitions we need to make to prevent runaway climate change. These transitions also could create massive new economic opportunity for average people.
All right, let's go to Bill from O'Connor Walk. Thank you very much, Bill, for hanging on. You say what?
First of all, on your surgery coming up, I'll say a prayer for you, but I know you're going to come through fine. Second, to Dr. Craig, doesn't he believe that this word recession has been massaged and to try to make it chaos? Yes, we have inflation. I said it wrong. Not in recession, inflation. They massaged this word of inflation to make it sound like chaotic. It's not. I'm old enough to remember when I bought my first house and I paid 7.75% interest. My second one was 8.5% and almost a balloon payment. So this recession they scream or just say is awful. Prices have never gone south. I've never seen gas go back to 50 cents a gallon. I've never seen that. It goes up. And Dr. Craig keeps mentioning how these corporations, and he's so right, have a stranglehold on a lot of this. They're making record profits. Now, if we had a flat tax on a lot of this stuff, we'd have all the revenue we ever need. I'm going to hang up, and I want to hear your thoughts.
Hey, Bill, good stuff as always. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
Yeah, the record stock market is all you need to know. Over 40,000 on the Dow. It was stunning. We were under 10,000, the 9,000 range during the Great Recession.
With George Bush Jr., it was 6,500 to Dow.
Because of profit projections. Their profits going up. If their profits going up, they're taking a bigger share from us. And that is driving this far more than any policy President Biden has pursued. And I will say today, we've talked about deficits and we have record deficits. The administrations that ran up the deficit the most have been Republican administrations since Ronald Reagan inaugurated voodoo economics, as George H.W. Bush called it famously. That is, we can do the tax cuts at the same time and not cut government spending at the same time. And that has been the playbook. H.W. tried to do a little better, but from Ronald Reagan to George W. Bush to Trump, they're the ones who ramped the deficit massively because they're lying about the tax cuts producing anything other than enriching corporations and wealthy people, as you would expect. Occam's razor, the simplest explanation is often the right one. And so, the only administration that made massive progress on deficits has been the Clinton administration, actually, and Obama and Biden have been far better than the Republicans around them.
You know, Dr. Craig, when you talk about Joe Biden and his record, here's another one of those things that I don't see how anybody in their right mind could be opposed to if they're an average person. Biden proposes dropping medical debt from credit reports. Now that Dr. Craig, for people whose credit is a number one, they don't know about the real problems that people have not being able to, take advantage of what good credit can do for you. And so they can never get ahead in the society. When you look, Dr. Craig, and see about a lot of these medical debts that people owe, that put them behind the eight ball where they can never get a decent interest rate on anything. And yet President Biden is pushing to even take that off the credit record. And as somebody who had once in my life medical debt on my credit record, it is an almost impossible thing. And in many instances, Dr. Craig, things that weren't really and should have never been there in the first place. You know, we live at a time where they're talking about, well, we're going to figure out a way to stop the medical and hospitals from putting, undue cost on people's credit that really shouldn't have been there in the first place, hidden things. And Joe Biden has been trying to prevent that. Dr. Craig, why won't people see that and understand that's fighting for you?
Well, elections are about helping people see things, right?
Right.
And so in a positive communication sense, and that's all ethical if it's really there, if it's not made up fictional world that we see too much on the MAGA side. And so, yeah, I mean, people need to understand that Biden is doing a lot of things that are opposed by the big interests, the hospitals, they're pushing, and debt collectors are pushing against this change.
Right.
They would no longer report medical debt. And this is the kind of thing he can do without Congress, because Congress is broken and gridlocked, because the Republican Congress won't do anything other than negative things under Mike Johnson. And so right now, you don't know what the price of anything is in healthcare. And healthcare is a necessity. If you have a problem like I do with one of your eyes, you're going to fix it, right?
Right.
And but even when you do, even when you're insured, you don't know what the price is going to be. You can't figure it out. The insurance company is going to point the finger at the hospital and the hospital billing department back at the insurance company. And most people give up. And a huge percentage of these denied claims or partially denied claims are actually that the consumer is right and they should have been charged less. There is legal thievery going on
right.
in the system. Because all sides are in the industry, healthcare industry, are trying to make as much as possible and to charge a consumer as much as possible. If you buy something like I just, because of my injury, bought a tablet computer, I know what price is supposed to be. I shop for that, right? It's not going to be $10,000. You really can't do that in healthcare. And it's a necessity, so you're going to get care, and then you're going to end up with this huge medical debt that, and very quickly, it's in the thousands and tens of thousands of dollars or worse. And so it doesn't reflect. Here's why it shouldn't be on your credit reports, folks. For folks who might be old-fashioned conservative and say that people are being irresponsible, it doesn't reflect people's likelihood of not paying their mortgage, not paying their rent, not making their car payment. That is proof of what we're saying, Earl. It happens to everyone, irrespective of their level of responsibility, right. And therefore it should not be a measure of your credit worthiness, because it's not a good measure of your credit worthiness. Not making your car payment, that is a better measure of your credit worthiness, of your likelihood of taking on a debt that you can't handle.
Well, that's very well said, Dr. Craig. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Susan. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Well, all I was going to say is that you are absolutely correct. And it isn't what Biden is doing. It is the industry, the people who handle the day-to-day costs of items. And you can look in just the rent alone that people pay. I rented an apartment 8 years ago when my granddaughter was born. I paid $950 a month on that apartment. Today, that very same apartment rents for $2,000 a month. Why the jump, that great a jump in less than 8 years? She's gonna be 9 years old in December. And if you look at the price of food, it's not exactly that the price of food is jumping up so much, but you're getting less money. Hey, people, hey, Americans, look at a bag of potato chips. Not what the cost of it is, but how much is left in the bag when you purchase it. They're decreasing the amount of food in the bag, in the can, in the box, maybe keeping it at maybe a little bit higher than what you paid for, but you're getting less. And this is how we are inflating all our prices of things. And I give Joe Biden a hand because he's trying to bring that all down.
Hey,
and
Susan.
That's my feel on
this. Thank you very much, as always. 844-967-2789. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with Dr. Craig of Citizen Action on the Earl Ingram Show.
I'm flying straight to you. They call me Superman. Superman lover, yeah. But something wrong with me to see. Something wrong, yes it is, babe.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
June is Brain Awareness Month, and the Alzheimer's Association estimates more than 120,000 people are living with the disease in Wisconsin. In the Green Bay area, there are two dementia-friendly neighborhoods hosting what's called Purple Angel Trainings. Here's Advocate Casey Kapelczynski.
It starts from the basics. What is dementia? What do you need to understand about the disease? What sort of things should you be recognizing? And how do you best adjust your behavior to interact with them in a way that's positive for each individual in that interaction?
And the sooner dementia is recognized, the more support can be given.
And the more informed we all are, the sooner we can start treating it with the medications that we have, interventions, diet changes, whatever it might be that your physician recommends.
You can always learn more at ALZ.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
All right, welcome back to what is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show on Wednesday. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action is on board. Dr. Craig, Tony says, important to remember, Trump's tax cuts expire during the next term. So whether they get extended or modified depends on who wins in 2024. Brendan says the companies are more than happy to charge the highest interest rate interest based on medical bills that lower your score. Dr. Craig, I was as I was going through some things, I ran across this: why scientists fear a second Trump term and what they are doing about it. They are fearful. Dr. Craig, several federal agencies are working to safeguard research, including climate science, from future political meddling. They are concerned that if Donald Trump gets reelected, he is going to attack all of the work that they've been doing on climate change, the Environmental Protection Agency, and others. Your thoughts?
I'm glad that the caller texted that in. I fear that one of the reasons this election could go poorly is because because it looks like one, think it's all a reality show, right? In other words, it doesn't have real consequences. It doesn't really matter who wins or doesn't win The Apprentice or who wins or doesn't win Shark Tank, right? This matters. And so Project 2025, which is the 900-page blueprint that the conservatives have come up with for Trump that he has embraced, that the Heritage Foundation houses, and you can read articles about it by scholars like Ann Nelson and others, calls for sweeping out the civil service and the federal agencies and reappointing them all with cronies. You know, when we had civil service reform after the assassination of President Garfield in 1881, I believe, we started having a career civil service so that the basic technical and professional jobs were not simply political appointees. It used to be that you would appoint people who had worked in elections, were unqualified for positions, and that the federal government was a big jobs program for the incumbent party. And Garfield had been assassinated by a disappointed office seeker who was mentally deranged. And so they want to go back to that. Not only is Trump promising to hire a lot of cabinet officials and higher level officials that will do his bidding and not veto his orders like last time, because he made a lot of illegal orders about using the Department of Justice and Department of Defense in illegal ways, but he wants to go and pull out much of the top level of civil service, which means all of these scientists will suddenly be being, managed by Sean Hannity want to be. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about, the kind of person it will be. Who knows nothing about it, but orders them to stop doing this science that says that there's any kind of problem with global warming, right? So this is real. This is not a reality show. It's not a streaming series. It's not a shocking Hollywood movie about a dystopian future. It's real life.
You know, Dr. Craig, and unfortunately, so many people who don't see that impact, right? They don't understand the sweeping things that he is going to do that will impact and affect all of our lives and our children's lives, because he doesn't care, or he doesn't understand, Dr. Craig. He's the kind of guy, give me mine. I want mine. And so you guys have cost me a lot of money. I've lost a lot of money. I want to get it back. And the only way I can get it back is to be the president of the United States. And whether you like it or not, I'm going to get back all the money I lost, over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. That's what he's going to do, Dr. Craig. That's no secret. He hasn't hidden that. I just don't get why people would say, okay, we're going to help you do that at the expense of our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren.
Just look at the contrast. There was under the Trump administration, an attorney, a U.S. attorney investigating Hunter Biden, Biden's son. President Biden, to show that he was not going to fiddle with the law, believed in law and order, did not remove that U.S. attorney like they generally appoint their own people when they're elected, because he didn't want to create an appearance. He had every right to appoint someone else who would choose then to pursue or not pursue the investigation. They were then made a special counsel by the president's attorney general, Merrick Garland himself, a hire to show that he wasn't going to try to direct the Department of Justice and interfere in its activities. And he has made it clear, now that his son has been convicted on a crime that is rarely prosecuted. That's important to understand. In many ways, if he wasn't the president's son, he'd be very unlikely to have had this happen. Will not pardon him, will not intervene, could have fired this person at any time, didn't. Trump has made it clear he'll do all of those things. He pardoned people. The reason for pardoning people, let's just go to his original pardons, is because you have reason to believe that they were unfairly convicted, or the sentence was too long, or there's some public reason for it, like Ford's pardoning of Nixon was in the national interest not to have that divide the country. Whether you agree with it or not, he was motivated by that. And Trump just pardoned friends who he knew was guilty, is going to do it again, has talked about pardoning the January 6th protesters, with the most un-American group of people imaginable. They tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power in this country. It's hard to interpret January 6th in any other way, however effective it was. And he's going to end the prosecutions of himself.
I'm sorry, but we got to leave it there. Thank you very much. Up next, Greg Bach sitting in for Jane Mattner. Mattner on air. Thank you, Calvin. Thank everybody who made the show go. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Bob Lord from Patriotic Millionaires joins us at 10:33, and you're on the road with Jane and Todd in Richland Center Live. Join us.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10. Mino and the mayor.
Ben, buddy. It's nice to see you. What do you think the city needs to do?
We need to change the perception of the schools. There is a negative perception about Green Bay Public Schools. I'm just getting into it as a parent. My kid is in kindergarten at McCullough on the east side, and I think we need to improve how people view our schools. There's a perception, and I don't know if it's warranted or not.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9, on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.